when initiation is there, there must be sambandha gyan and avoiding of namaparad and all offenses. Then it will tell that he is initiated. If a person outwardly taking initiation but not following all the things with sambandha gyan and avoiding of offenses, then we treat him, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati tells that he should be treated like
uninitiated.
But one outwardly one has not initiated, but yet he is ananya.
He has no other interest but Krishna service.
He is ananya to Krishna. No? He is not worshipping rather than Krishna anyone, any semi-gods or anyone. And he is fixed to Krishna and Radha. Ananya. And he is following the rules and regulations strictly of our sampradaya. And always serving Vaishnavas and Guru.
Associating with Vaishnavas.
Then he should be treated like pure
initiated
Vaishnava. And he should be done to pranam and all other things. His motive is this. Not outwardly anything we should understand anything.
When you say sambandha gyan, you mean the rules and regulations? Or what?
Krishna is mine, or I am of Krishna, with saranagati, and accepting Radha and Krishna, his aradhade, no other. And what sambandha is there between Krishna and there? Initiation means Gopi Jana Ballav is my Ballav. This thing. If this thing comes by anyone, he is initiated. And in if fire jug is there and he has been given this
sacred thread,
everything, and he tells that I am Brahman Vaishnava, having lamba tilak, you know?
Long tilak.
Long and flat tilak. But actually from heart he is not doing anything. He deceives, he cheats, and he testing with all these things, worldly things. Then we think that outwardly he is
initiated,
but we don't adopt. He said, no, the siddhanta of our sampradaya and sambandha gyan also. What are the relation with Rupa and Sanatana party, he tells, I have some tendency to follow them actually, then these are the symptoms of
sambandha gyan.
Sambandha gyan or initiation, internal. So Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati stressed on this point.
Was it in any particular book that he wrote this in, or just in his general teachings?
General teaching. There are so many books. We have done Anubhashya of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has done Vibriti of Srimad Bhagavatam. He has done so many books everywhere. So many late
writings.
Articles. He has published each books of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Everywhere has given his all these things there.
So even if a devotee, say, is initiated for 20 years and somebody is following maybe for 1 year, still the one from 20 years should offer dandavat pranams to that so-called younger devotee.
We should know the quality of the two Vaishnavas. if the newcomer has best qualities, surrender and all things, then he should be certainly given honor with the heart. And those who are in sampradaya for 50 years but not falling well and doing here and there, then they should be treated, given order from outwardly. Oh, Dandavat Maharaj, Dandavat. Bhalo achen, bhalo achi.
Yes, sir.
Kotha jachen, where you are going?
Yes. Okay, go. Where you going there? Okay, go.
Maharaj, ये जो सुबह आपने कथा बताई थी कि कृष्ण जो है यशोदा के आंगन में खेलते हैं तो माँ यशोदा
and Krishna sometimes they drink honey wine or take pan and become
it has so many
meanings.
Honey wine means gopis madhuri madhu. Understand?
The sweetness of the gopis love?
This meaning. We should not take any outwardly meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam anywhere or in Vaishnava books. The honey always of gopis sweet moods. We have never raised like all questions. This question never comes in mind. We know that Krishna cannot take wine. Never. And Gopiraj more restricted about this matter. Say, will not take. Only they take madhu of Krishna sweetness and Krishna takes the madhu of Gopi's sweetness, heart sweetness. And they become mad more than the madhu.
And it's the same thing with the betel nuts then? The same thing with
pan
the
pan? Ki tambur.
Tambur, same principle?
No, they used to take pan because it has a red color of anurag. You can also take anurag ranga.
I'd like to.
You like?
I would. If I was qualified.
Color you wish in that red color of anurag. If you think you qualified for this, you can take tambul vitika. Sadhak should not take, but they should take that tambu which can color fully. We should take all these statements very deeply, very deeply.
Maharaj, you have totally given light on this initiated world, that what does it really mean? It is really astonishing to us, at least to me. but I could understand your initiation means that when a person comes in association with devotee and enters into Sambandha Gyan, that way he is initiated only.
I think so. समझ रही है
महाराज? वो सुबह वाला थोड़ा सा रह गया.
बोलिए.
आप सुना रहे थे सुबह
गुड थिंग टू अदर ओनली हाई क्लास ऑफ पर्सन.
नो, दिस इज द गोपीज.
गोपीज आर आल्सो समथिंग इन प्योर स्टेट. Also pure things are there. These are the modes of Vishuddha Prem. He wants at first one structure Swapakshi, one side, one paksha. Swapaksha means that Krishna should be in our paksha. No?
Mm-hmm.
And Vipaksha means that he should be in our side. Should be, and Tatas also one. But when Krishna will come in Swapaksha, then all of Swapaksha will one a special
individual
something. Because this is the sign of prem.
We just can't understand it now because we relate to our...
You can wear something. In the association of Vaishnava, other Vaishnava. You and Aditya have come to me, yes. Aditya wants to speak with me or not? You want? This is not the fault of anyone. And Srimati Radhika is there, and Krishna is there. There is something that Lalita wants, because she is also Nayak. Otherwise there will be no difference at all. Mons Narad indicated this thing. See, he came to Lalita, and he told him that Lalita should speak on the swing, and Krishna should do move. And when it was going on, he at once reached to Srimati Radhika and showed her from a very distance that she had seen what Lalita is doing. She is taking your Krishna with her. So what to do? Then Srimati Radhika became so angered. This is the nature of
thing.
So that is why it has become the nature of women. All women. Sakha, they play with Krishna, but they cannot play as Gopi plays with Krishna. They cannot.
Charitamrita says that a neophyte Vaishnava should not allow anyone to touch our feet. So sometimes devotees say that if you put your hand on their head, that it counteracts the sinful reactions that you get. Is that true? If somebody touches my feet and then I touch their head, then the sins go back to them.
Mantra mein taagat hai jati hai guru ke mantra.
It will be like so.
Guru ka mantra to.
That some feet. If anyone touch, then everything goes from touch in, by feet to him. And if you also give this hand, then from here everything will go to him.
What do you mean?
You don't understand. There are two divisions of our body.
Oh yeah.
One from here. And one to here to here. So if everything will go from down from here, and when you do.
What is the best?
So,
what is the best?
It means I am giving you.
Uh-huh.
So don't do.
So if somebody touches our feet, what to do to counteract the.
To touch her, his feet also?
Touch his feet.
Then. Pranam, I will do. Pranam. Dandavat Prabhu, Dandavat Prabhu.
How does that counteract it? How does offering the Dandavats back, how does that counteract the sinful reactions that you get?
There are so many reactions. If you are in good quality state, and that is lower, understands your all qualities, Dhirit Chinta. And it is superior and you are doing, then will come to you. And it is bad, then bad will come to you.
If the good qualities are going from you to someone, then you don't lose anything.
Now I fear that my bad qualities should not go any place. <anyway.
laughs>
I fear also. अब तुम लोग जाओ कुमार जी कह रही हैं कि आप लोग आप लाइन ऑफ जगाई एंड मधाई फॉलोइंग जगाई मधाई That is why I live in Mathura, near Kams Maharaj.
And just one final question about the class that I give. It appears in the day of Brahma?
No. No question of following. If there is follower, then Krishna may also follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, after that, in that day, Krishna comes. In the same
day. That day, so Krishna comes.
Both are true. After Krishna comes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes Krishna.
The next day. The next day of Brahma.
Both are true. The shape of tree samar and in stone like Giriraj. They are Mahabhagavata. Look. Not all have been covered, but they add no use of them, but anyhow they come. To complete them, Salah.
So it can be translated just as for musical entertainment.
Sadhan or sadhan, nothing, no sadhan. Only hearing katha and getting for notes, don't think it's a bother. Knowledge will come with them by the association of Parashik Vaishnava.
Because time to time in their hari katha, all these comes. So, in separate ways, we should not try to achieve tattva. As much as it is possible, it comes from the Harikatha, the Lilakatha told by the Vaishnavas and in the written in the books of our Goswami. Tattva Gyan, everything will come. How to serve, how to do all this service, everything. Every knowledge and told so many things, it's here and there, it seems opposites. Like written in Srimad Bhagavatam and Goswami books also, like Krishna Chakravarti Thakur and Ji Goswami. But actually, these are the things and points and tattva, in what mood he was, and from and for whom he is right to tell you. If a third class Vaishnava, having no entered in no Madhyam Adhikar, he does not have ABCD of
all these things. I will have to tell them so many things that I cannot tell to Madhyam Adhikari. And if Madhyam Adhikari is there, but he is not a taste of, he has no taste of Raga Yuga, I'll have to conceal for my head and tell some of things. But if I am telling with a Rasik Vaishnava, then I will open my heart and tell. So it will seem that, oh, with Rasik Vaishnava, he has told, he has told. It is opposite to that, but really, these are not opposite. They are on the basis of their qualification and what? Tradition. Tradition. In Srimad Bhagavat, it has been told that the world is Krishna. Yeah? All is Krishna. In Vedas and Upanishad, Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. But anywhere it is told that Ishavashtamidam Sarvam Japkinchint Jagatyanjala, all are part and parcel of Krishna, but all are for the service of Krishna. Unke liye upayan hai. Upayan. Upayan means the things by which
method.
Krishna can be worshipped. All these are for the service of Krishna. If they are Krishna, then no service is there. So Parman has been told that all is Krishna. For some, that they are the things for the service of Krishna. And some in Goswami books and in Ras Lila, Krishna should serve their devotees. For all. It has been said that we should serve Krishna. But Srimad Bhagavat in Dasama Sandha, in Ras Lila and all other things, Sukadeva Goswami tells opposite, that Krishna should serve. And really this is fact. So there are various contradictions in all this. But any qualified person can realize and can uska samanya kar lega.
Can adjust and
adjust. I know I have told so many things which appears from outside, contrary. But it is contradictory that Krishna is cheater and Krishna is so merciful. These are quite opposite things. Krishna is sarvajna, but Krishna is abhya in the life of Yashoda.
Gyana Karmati, so what occupational duties are we supposed to give up? Considering what we've already given up and we're engaged in some kind of bhakti, what occupational duties do we still have to give up?
That those we have given, but we have not given, we should think like this. And we are again giving. I have surrendered, but I have not surrendered totally. There is some defect in surrendering. So Guru and Vaishnava should correct it and give fully in the lotus feet. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of Krishna Prem, but he is saying that I have not a little smell of
who was lamenting that he couldn't serve Krishna, so he decided to commit suicide and jump into the fire. You said you would tell that?
I told in Damodar. No? I told.
Somebody else you told.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is explaining that slok.
Namami
Islam?
No, in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is slok of Satya Prasmuni. No? So we are anticipating all these things to monkeys and crows. When Yashoda was about to catch Krishna, at once crows and monkeys fled away. And Krishna, oh, mother has come. And when he peeped here, he saw that mother is about to. He jumped from the pokhal and fled away in the Rajmarga. Rajmane?
King Road.
This is thought that my mother will not come because she always lives in Parda. She is very shameful. She cannot come out because Brajvasi are going and coming. But Yashoda thought that all have gone already. There are none to walk here. So he ran after Krishna, and after that, how she caught him, it is to be explained so beautiful, what is explained in Radha Dhammas.
to each other.